every day motivates us. Another area is the increased demand from our coworkers and customers. And the third one is basically it's good for our business. So if I look at the vision, it is saying that we should create a better everyday life for the many people. And it starts with having a job to go to be integrated into a society, create friends and have some place to go, feel that you are needed and provide food and savings for your family and etc. And I think here we have an opportunity to equip refugees with the trainings and share our 76 years experience on doing business, how to make retailing, how to reach out to new markets and share how we do business plans, how do we integrate to local communities and etc. So that's from the drive from the vision part. Then we have the drive from our coworkers and customers who says, you know, if you want to continue to attract talent, you need to have a purpose-led organization. And for us, that's crucial. Our coworkers is our most important asset. And if we can increase and be even more attractive on the market to recruit talents, it's just very good for our business, so to say. And also we have a higher demand from customers that put demands on organizations, companies, when they choose where to spend their hardly earned money. And that's very important for us to respond on. And on the last part, as I said, it's a good business to do good. We see increased diversity in our teams, generates a higher level of creativity, new ideas, new ways of looking at how do we tackle challenges that we are faced with in our business. And this just enriches our agenda and makes IKEA even better. So these are the three main reasons why the motivation is there for us.
And Bashali, you focused very much on sourcing